Patch hat shirts, golf gear supreme. Raiders of resale, living the dream. From whatnot to eBay, we score the loot. Vintage finds in every pursuit. Tips to cash in, story so grand. Reselling Raiders, rulers of the land. Reselling Raiders, treasure we chase. Hat house fired up, coaching the race. Vintage hat shirts, golf gear supreme. Raiders of resale, living the dream.
I'm telling you right now, that is a banger.
That is a banger. Guys, let me know in the chat how you like that. We got an awesome little banger song to open up the new podcast. Appreciate everybody for coming in. We didn't get live on Instagram. I totally messed it up, but there you go. We are live on YouTube right now. And welcome back to the Reselling Raiders podcast, live from the Hat House. I'm Hat House. Joined by Coach Porch and Fired Up Finds. Tonight we had Darren made it. Check that out. Already in the chat. Appreciate you, Darren.
Welcome
in. Tonight we're deep diving into sourcing. We didn't get to it last time. I know we didn't really get around to it, but we're definitely going to talk about sourcing tonight on this pod, which is our main theme. While we're going to bring some fresh kind of reoccurring themes as well, we're going to talk about consistently every week. We want to get the best in show. What were the best shows on whatnot that we saw? We're always going to talk about bolos and bangers every show. And definitely one of the most important things, I think, in reselling, and that is networking. And that's what we're all about. We really want to bring the community together here in the podcast and just bring everybody together and that brings me to the first thing. I want to thank everyone who gave us a shout out this week, whether in whatnot or so. I got several personal messages about how they really love the podcast. So really thank you so much for that. Really makes us feel good, keeps us going. And we love doing it. We're having fun. So let's start it off. Best in show. What did you guys think? Who did you guys see this week that impressed you?
Coach,
go ahead.
Dang, best show all week. I'll tell you, I watch every Sunday. I watch Broken. What is his name? Broken Bone, something. Broken Bone, whatever. He has a sick show.
What's he sell?
Just like a bunch of vintage shirts and jackets. He's just a savage, though. You know what I mean? He has some special little formula on how he gets, you know, hundreds of grails every week. And he is just, you know, he's a maniac. So, his show is super fun. Sundays, I think at probably 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, something like that.
Yeah. Did either of you see Friday night Rendered Vintage?
Yeah. Oh,
no, I did not.
Oh, man. That dude sold his whole living room.
Yeah.
Was full of vintage hats. And, wow. I mean, they were all like dead stock, primo, beautiful hats. It was a really great show.
Dude, him and Rise are animals, dude.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like everybody sprinkles a couple bangers into a show, but to have a start to finish, nothing but just nasty, just beautiful. Yeah. I was like, dude, this guy is insane.
Yeah, this is the guy. This is the guy that I'm talking about right here. Yeah. If y'all want to check him out, Rendered Vintage was amazing. It was definitely good.
Oh yeah, good prices on there too.
Yeah, they went for some good prices. Definitely. Can't beat that. The other one that I watch all the time, and I never buy anything, but I watch a lot of the card ripping. And this guy, let me see if I can pull this one up. Hollywood Joe. You ever seen Hollywood Joe?
I haven't seen him.
Or Joe Hollywood, sorry. Joe Hollywood. Hollywood. dude was giving away $500 cards every giveaway over and over again. And people like pay for shout outs on his channel, or they tip for shout outs. And he shouts them out and gets them followers and whatnot. And they kind of sponsor the giveaway. But this Joe Hollywood was really cool. Guys, let us know down in the comments. Who's your favorite show? What did you see on Whatnot this week? We really love to hear from you guys too.
He needs a rebrand of Joe Bollywood, dude, because that dude is freaking bald. $500, dude. Like, if I had his money, I'd burn my.
I was watching a show I happened upon in the luxury category. It's a couple that I watch from time to time, but Don's Luxury.
Yeah.
They were at SneakerCon. And they did a combo with Blazendary.
Ooh.
Those are two of the biggest sellers on Whatnot. Yeah. And they were absolutely off the hook. They were wild. They literally took this $15,000 Birkin bag and stuffed it with all kinds of Louis Vuitton, Burberry, whatever they could get in it. And they were just giving that shit away. Whatever was in the bag, that's what they were giving away. Then they started that bag, which cost 15 grand at a dollar.
Wow.
And at a dollar. And then sold it for 12,000.
Wow. That's crazy. Shout out to David also in the chat.
David
G's in the chat. I really appreciate you. And if you have any shows that you really liked, pass that on. Do you guys get to see the chat? I should probably ask that real quick. Seriously? No. All right. Well, I'll moderate, I promise.
Side by side. I brought the YouTube up over here on the right.
Darren's making me blush right now, though, because he said Hat House had the best show this week. The only two that I made. I'm blushing. We'll probably talk about my shows a little later, but I won't get too off track because last week we got off track and we didn't make it. We didn't make it to sourcing, and so let's talk about sourcing. And I kind of going to hear your guys' thoughts. What's your honey hole? I mean, your go to. If you were going to tell us, this is where I get the majority of my stuff. Where is it?
I would say right now for me personally, because I have too much inventory. I'm just cherry picking off of Whatnot right now. So that's where I'm at with it. I do occasionally venture out, you know, get a little wild hair and I want to go to one of the stores or something around here and I'll jump in and pick one or two items off the rack. But
what's your tip for cherry picking on Whatnot?
I usually, for me, it's, I want to find what's selling in my shows. And then I've got to get it for a price that I can make money on. So a lot of times I'll be in shows that people don't even, you know they're there, and I'll get some good stuff deals there. Or like if I go to a show where somebody is established, you know, I'll put my top dollar in on a shirt or whatever I want, and then that's it. Because I don't want to buy it just to buy it.
Right. You got to buy it to make money.
Got to make money off it, or why bother?
What about you, Mike? Where's your honey hole?
In person. Okay. Like I do, I'd say 99.9% of everything, all of my sourcing is in person. Like work days, I'll get on Whatnot definitely. You don't want to say that you're picking on smaller sellers by any means, you know what I mean? But like, you're going to go into the shows that have the 4 to 7 people in the show. You know what I mean? Like that's kind
of, well, we all, to be fair, we all took our lumps in the beginning.
Oh, 100.
It's a rite of passage.
I take lumps weekly. Okay. Yeah.
Where I was going with my show. Yeah. I'm still taking lumps, bro.
Yeah.
I don't
really, we take lumps. What you talking about? So, you know, I think as it goes on, you get a little, you know, you do more shows, you get, you know, couple hundred, couple thousand items under your belt, you kind of start getting a better gauge on, I can spend X dollar plus the shipping on this, and you know, it'll make me $5 or whatever. But yeah, it's almost all of it is flea markets, garage sales, yard sales, Facebook marketplace deals. You know what I mean? Like almost all of it. But that's also what I enjoy the most. You know what I mean? Like the whole selling aspect of it is like, it's for me, it's just like a facilitator of being able to go out and actually find the stuff. If that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean,
that's where really I find the joy.
That's really the title of our podcast. We all want to go out there and be, you know, the raiders that we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best part of it to me.
Yeah.
For me, I got a few things. I think everybody's always looking for the magic bullet. Like there's something out there that other people are doing that they just have this magic sourcing method. And if you know of that, put it down in the chat. Let us know the magic bullet. But to me, it's like you're saying, it's all about relationships and it's how you're forming relationships. I started basically on eBay and buying lots of hats. And the thing about eBay is you have to figure out a way to not continue to do the transactions on eBay without breaking the eBay rules. And you really track down, like I bought like massive lots of hats over and over again, two or three times from the same people. And obviously they have some plug on these hats. And so it comes to a point, well, how do I get a hold of this person? Where do I find them on their social? I have their address? Do I send them a letter? What do I do? You don't want to ever use eBay messages for anything like this. I will never say to do that, but that's really how I found the plugs that I have found is just start buying it, and you'll notice that the same people are selling the same types of things over and over again. And then how do you get a hold of that person, and how do you start doing transactions outside of the fees where you both can get a better deal?
Yeah, it is on eBay. Is it against the rules to ask for social medias? You can't say, hey, I will buy this from you on Instagram, but can you say, hey, what is your Instagram?
I never answer that question because it's a very thin line. I think they could use it against you if they wanted to, but I don't ever say, hey, follow my Insta or anything like that. Like I said, the most I did last week was I'll say to watch my YouTube videos, and then hopefully that gets back to me. But I don't think you want to leave your – mine's the same name everywhere too. If somebody really wanted to find me, they could find me pretty easy. And there's a lot of people like that you can find. The other one is, you said it, Whatnot New Sellers, of course. And then Facebook Marketplace. I saw this guy like kind of reverse source the other day. I don't know if he was being funny about it, but he threw up like these, amazing t-shirt for an awesome price on Facebook. And then, but he really wanted hats. And so he got people to message him about this t-shirt, if he still had it or whatever. And he's like, oh no, I already sold it, dude. But do you have any hats? And and getting people to come to him and message him. And then, asking that, I said, yet to try it. I might try it out. If
there is, for anybody listening, there is an Instagram account called BidStitch, BidStitch, or however you spell Stitch. And a lot of them are more parody, I guess, than maybe real life. But there is a guy that BidStitch always posts, and he'll go to Home Depot for Carhartts, or you know what I mean. And he did that one on Facebook where he put up a bunch of tools for sale to try to get like, you know, that market of people to come and to message him about these tools.
Was that the guy that was going into Home Depot and offering like $50 and $100 for your
car? Yeah, for the car. Yeah, exactly. And then so he did that car on Facebook where he posted all those tools, and then they'd message him and he'd be like, yeah, sorry, I don't have it. But do you have any, you know, Carhartts or whatever? You know, they're funny, but I got to be honest, like that's all of that is worth a try. I got to be like, dude, I have I've met so many people, like, not being afraid to talk to people or being afraid of them just being like, no, I don't got it. Or, you know, don't bother me or whatever. If you're not afraid of those kinds of interactions, dude, I talk to so many people constantly. What else do you have? I never go to a yard sale, even if I never even bought anything at that yard sale, because it's just a bunch of kid stuff. I never leave there and I without saying, hey, do you have, and then these things that I look for, you know what I mean? Do you have hats? Do you have old shirts? Do you have video games or, you know, whatever it is that you're into, even if they don't have it out, I still ask if they have it, you know, and you're right. 98% of the time they say no, and that's fine. But 2% of the time they say, yeah. And they'll invite you into the house or they'll bring it out. And you know what I mean? Like,
let me go get it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you never, ever, ever leave anywhere without saying, do you have more of this thing that I bought? Or do you have this thing that I want, even though you're not displaying it? You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it's hard to imagine that you're talkative.
Oh, dude, come on, dude. You know what I mean? I go in there and I'm like, listen, Nancy. You know what I mean? I'm looking for some old Disney stuff. What you got? You know? It works. It does. You know what I mean? You got to sweet talk them, especially the old grandmas, dude. I'm like, you know, Miss Gloria, you know? I'm like, I give them hugs. Whatever. Whatever I got to do.
What about the bins? What about the bins? Y'all ever go to the bins?
You know what? I've got one Benz here on the east side of Baltimore, and it's a shit show. It really is. So, I mean, it's not. I'd have to end up down where, Mike, where you were staying when you came up here to D.C.
Yeah.
There's a Benz down, dude, that way.
That Benz was awesome. In Fredericksburg, yeah. Virginia.
Yeah, that'd be like probably a two-hour ride for me to get there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we have a Benz in Jacksonville that's absolute dog shit, horrible. I've been a couple times. It's just not much. And then about an hour north of me is Brunswick, Georgia. And Amanda and I, maybe every other month or something like that, we'll go up there. It's just like, it's a pretty big one. It's not very competitive. You know, there's a lot of
stuff. But in your area, Darren loves the Benz. That's good. Darren obviously has good bins where he is.
Yeah.
But in your area, there's rag houses in your area.
Yeah. Rag houses is such a weird thing. And like, especially the clothing space, especially the vintage clothing space, but the clothing space in general, it's just about who you know. You know what I mean? And like, as of now, I haven't ran into the right guy. That
I tried to hook you up with them, but I don't, they never responded to me.
Yeah.
I used to be they're on Whatnot, and I used to be in their show like every day.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not, they're hard to look up. I mean, you can go look up on YouTube how to look them up, how to message them, and you can do all that, and you might get lucky. But, I mean, there's people that I know that have access to them, but they're, you know, I don't know them well enough. You know what I mean?
I bet they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darren said the Benz in San Diego and Palm Springs are good.
Oh, I bet.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
That's why I'm surprised yours isn't, Mike. I would think that in Jacksonville would be good.
I mean, you'd think we have 1.5 million people that live in this town. So it's like you would think that. And when they roll out, first of all, the area is not very big. And when they do roll out the Benz here, like, you can see the bottom of the Benz. You know, it's not a lot of product in there for the amount of people that go. So, you know, and then it rotates every hour. So it's, you know, the 2 minutes of looking and then you have to wait 58 minutes for a new one to come out. It's just, I have better uses. I can maximize that time, you know, way better.
I mean, it is the home of the Jaguars. So that should tell you something.
Well, yeah. Wait, pause. What should it tell you? What should it tell you? It should tell you that we're friggin' probably one of the best cities in the entire world, not just best football team on the planet.
That they'll latch on to a shitty quarterback and ride him all the way to the
okay,
end.
Well, I didn't realize that this was Raiders of Shitting on the Jets podcast, so.
You didn't see the change right at the top there?
Dude,
I can't stand Trevor Lawrence, but that's for another pod.
Maybe whatever, we'll... man. He has nice. Okay.
He does have. So,
but my Bens are okay. I guess they it kind of comes out in spurts. I mean, they will put all of the purses and the hats and everything together, and then all of that will come out, and the shoes are with it. That's what sucks about mine is I have to fight all of the shoe sellers, which is 80% of the shoe of the people in line are wanting shoes. Yeah. And then I have to mess with all those shoes people. And but the hats are usually they're usually just okay. Oklahoma City is not that affluent of a place, so I don't get a whole lot of good stuff. I mean, there's sports stuff every now and then, but our Bens are just kind of rough. If I could go every single day, it is 2 hours for me. If I could go every single day, it would probably be different and better, and that could be more of a long-term source for me. But I can't drive 2 hours there and 2 hours back every single day.
Do you know? Sorry to cut you off. Do you know like the average age of the population in your city in Oklahoma?
No.
It like is it an old crowd or a younger crowd?
It's older. It's older not.
Because like you know the best stuff, like all of the best stuff I've ever found is in the poorer parts of my town. Always. You know what well, I mean?
I guess that's true because they may not know what they have, and they need whatever they're trying to get.
Yeah.
And don't have time.
They just hold on to stuff for you know what I mean. They'll hold on to stuff for 40 years. You know what I mean?
Like average age in Oklahoma is 36 years.
Yeah, so that's a super young town, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't know exactly what ours is, but you know,
36.4.
Florida getting older every day, right?
Oh yeah, dude. I mean the sun is hot. Okay.
It's Mike, yours is 36.4.
Okay.
That's for the whole state?
That's for Jacksonville.
No, how about that? Oh, okay. The whole state's like 96 and a half, dude.
Mine is 39.
Really? Yeah, it's like when we go, you know.
That's why it says the old guy in the room.
Yeah. It, you know, the majority, especially the flea market that I go to in Jacksonville it's on the west side of Jacksonville, which is, you know, not, they don't have as much money over there or whatever. It's the older population lives over there. And yeah, so, you know, and obviously that's just where, you know, that's where I've basically found all of the best stuff is, you know, with the older people that, you know, typically don't have as much money.
Well, maybe, because we usually try to go to the more affluent part of town. Maybe we should go to the other side.
Dude, it really could be deceiving because I will tell you, my wife and I, we did a road trip one time down to the beach, which is, you know, the East Coast, Ocean City, Maryland. It was just two of us, so we were popping on the way down. I was like, hey, let me check out these Goodwills on the way. And the poorest town had the best racks.
Yeah, I don't – I couldn't tell you why in the world that is. But, like, that's almost
no clue, but
between, like, Amanda and I went to Tennessee and Louisiana. You know what I mean? And, like, in the rougher parts of those towns in those states that we were in, that's where we – you know, got the best stuff. I do want to say, like,
yeah. I have a theory.
Sorry, you can go.
I have a theory. Maybe it's because the people that have more money have the money to pay for estate sales. And that's where, and then they're getting all their stuff liquidated through those estate sales, which are getting more money for it. And then the people that don't have as much money aren't able to hire or give a percentage to run an estate sale. So then, I mean, and I hate estate sales with a passion. That's one place I never go. One, you never find good hats there that I've known. But two, it's just so overpriced. And then yep. If you try to wait till the last day, then you still don't find anything because somebody already got it.
Yep. Unless it says privately listed estate sale where it's just like, you know, ran by, you know, the kids or whatever.
Right. Or
that those are the ones that Amanda and I will go to. Because you know it's an indoor yard sale basically in the house. You know what I mean? That's like generally what it is. But if it's by one of those, you know, one of the five companies that are in town, we're like, there's no point, especially if you look, I don't know about you guys. I use estatesales.net estatesales.net. You can get the app for it as well. And it'll tell you everywhere, you know, within a however many mile radius that you want to look, all the estate sales that are listed. And I've learned that if they have taken the time to take a picture of it, expect it to be 80% of an eBay comp.
Yeah.
Easily right. 80% of an eBay comp.
Yeah, that's what a lot of estate people are doing nowadays is taking eBay comps.
Yeah.
That's where they start the price, and then they go to 50% the next day or whatever. Yeah. And then if they've taken the time to take a picture of it, you can guarantee if you're not the first person in line and
you're not getting it.
You're not getting it. The only people that are, again, it goes back to networking. And the only people that are getting the deals there and the good stuff are the people that have built the relationship and can get in there.
With the company, because they do. And it's probably like this across the board. But here, my buddy, he works just like every so often for one, on the northern part of town. And, he basically gets to go in there and pre-pick the house before photos are uploaded for that sale. So prior to the photos, he basically has free reign of the house. After the photos are taken, then, you know, because now people are going to be waiting in line or going to be driving to there, so on and so forth for those items.
Just for that piece.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So they don't let them take it, but
I have seriously thought about two part-time jobs, one at Goodwill, two at an estate sale company.
Listen, we got this kid at Salvation Army here, dude, and he's a volunteer. Yeah. I'm looking at him, dude, and I'm like, is it by coincidence that when he's volunteering, you don't never find anything, dude?
Darren just wrote, the cool thing about San Diego is the Callaway Golf Corporate offices are in Carlsbad, and they donate a lot of stuff, and it always finds its way to the bins.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is.
Yeah, how about that?
See, it's part of the place, you know what I mean? Just like where you're at in the country. That's what I was going to say quickly.
Location, location, location.
Yeah, and if you're in a bad location, right? Amanda and I have learned this. Like, we've only been doing this about a year, but we've learned this as of the last handful of months, is Jacksonville specifically, even though it's a huge town, there's plenty of stuff here for everybody. It gets competitive in certain avenues, right? Like if you're a vintage clothing seller, there's a lot of us here. You know what I mean? So at every estate sale, at every garage sale, at every flea market and all, you know, you're going to run into the same people. And if you're first, then you win. And if you're second, then you lose. So if you're in a bad spot or in a spot that's competitive like that, get on the road, dude. Get on the road. Amanda and I get on the road. And we'll say, where you want to go? West? We'll start going west. We'll go north, south, east. And we'll just plan a route outside of town, out to the rural areas or to places where, you know, there's not our people are here. So when you get into these other places, you realize, like, dang, man, it's way more chill here. It's, you know, you're not seeing a lot of the same people that are looking for the same stuff as you.
Because they're not willing to do the legwork.
Exactly. And so it's like, if you have the time, you know, and like the resources or whatever, getting on the road to go and source, especially if you plan out a route, like this weekend on Saturday morning, we're leaving at 4:30 in the morning. We'll be back Sunday night. And we're going to go all the way down to South Florida. There's a bunch of flea markets all the way down there. We'll hit one in the middle of the state on Sunday from a networking thing, and we'll come back. But planning that all out, you can hit so many big, like huge opportunities all the way down and all the way back if you're just willing to spend a couple hours for a drive. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be willing to, like, you know, you got to be willing to hustle. Because I get it. There's some people that live in, you know, 29 Palms, California, in the middle of the desert. You know what I mean? And you're not going to have the opportunities like you will in San Diego or Oklahoma City or, you know what I mean, outside DC. So
that's where I'm at. And that's why I had to go with getting stuff to come to me somehow. And the problem is that it pushes my cost of goods up a little bit over the competitors. But the good thing is I can source more I mean, almost my supply is endless with the connections that I made now, but sure. it costs more.
Yeah.
My banger ratio is probably smaller than it could be because as much as I think he's cherry picking some out of the top, but still getting good stuff, but your banger ratio, we'll call it that, is definitely higher doing it yourself. And people will have a higher banger ratio than I have because I have to have somebody send it to me.
Yeah. But you're right. Not like we talked about this off the podcast a couple of weeks ago or whatever. You're more of a lister. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't really freaking tickle your behind to go out there and like just try to dig through, you know, everybody's giant pile of, you know, nasty clothes and hats every weekend or every day you have off. You know, you'd rather be throwing it up online constantly. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's that way it's really just what you want. You know what I mean? Like, do you want, are you more of the lister guy? You know what I mean? Are you more of like, you want to take the photos, you want to get them listed, or are you the guy that like the love of the game is to go out there and just like, what in the world can we come up with this weekend?
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's just, and that's all just personal preference.
Well, I think Steven's in a different place than you and I are, because we're still, you know, so he's become the processor now where he's got to take in that amount that he is so he can keep those listings going. Yes. And going and going.
Yeah. He's, and Steven's also through. In it, you know, he's in a spot too that is probably, it's probably relatively uncommon to anybody that's going to be listening to it, I would imagine. I don't think that there's a ton of full-time, I have a family and a home resellers. You know what I mean? Like, I would say for the most part, probably a majority of people are, we got jobs and then, you know, we like doing this on the side. You know what I mean? And like, that's a whole different game when it's like, you know, when you're doing this because, like, you know, this is what pays your bills versus, you know.
Yeah. When you either get your 50 listings done or you don't eat.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge factor. That's like the biggest factor.
Yeah. It's tough. But we're trying this week to transition a little bit to whatnot. I don't know how it's going to go. Before we move into anything else, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, I want to hear what you guys think first. So, whether it be on Instagram or whatnot, like the rendered vintage, how do you think you accumulate 300 bangers?
Oh, over time. Over time.
Over time. He does shows all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but have you been in their shows when it's not like when it's just a, you know, like a request and chill type of show? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other way to do whatnot. And but so you think it's, and I think a lot of them are eBay snipers. I've never talked to any of them. I don't know. I think the only way to really get the primo product like that is to buy it off of eBay, really.
Yeah.
To snipe it. I mean, you could go out all summer long and
hit a
garage sale, but you're not going to be able to get it unless you're sniping it on eBay.
Yeah. Well, I think it definitely goes both ways, because I know a lot of people that were using whatnot to snipe to take to eBay, and it's right. So it's definitely coming back this way as well.
Right? Yeah.
100%. You know, you may find a listing where they don't really know what they have, but you know, oh, yeah, you can buy that for $10 and put it on whatnot, and you're going to get 50 for it. So
there's
it goes both ways. Yeah.
When we were talking about sourcing on whatnot earlier, a lot of times too, instead of going, and well, I go into some of the smaller shows, definitely, but I'll go into, especially midday, I'll go into a lot of the like blind storage unit shows, because especially when you do a storage unit, there's no way that you can possibly
have no idea what's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and so a lot of them will have a storage unit unloaded and it'll basically be in a warehouse or whatever, and it'll just yeah. be, you know, the whatever was in there, a wide range of electronics and all this stuff. And so I'll always ask, hey, you got old t-shirts or jackets, or do you have any old hats or whatever? Yeah. And I've some, like, that Top of the World Gators hat that I ran the other day, that was a whatnot thing. Like, I got it for $3 plus shipping, and then I put it in my show, and it's $38 plus shipping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a similar story to that. It was a storage unit, and the guy was, he had it all in his basement laid out, and he was selling a lot of anime cards. And I just happened to see a Titleist hat, and that's what sparked the whole thing. I was like, okay, let me, is that all you got? You got more golf stuff? And that turned into, I bought like 15 clubs for $5 each.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. And I mean, like, okay, thanks.
Yeah. Cause you go into those specialized shows where it's just hats or just golf or whatever. They're, you know, yeah. they have a good idea.
You're like the only guy there interested in that one yeah. item or that yeah. genre. Like, you're the only guy there looking for the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's nobody like, else you know, to do a bid on you because they don't care.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, that's a good one. It's just, I think at the end of the day, regardless of how you source, it takes a lot of time. You know what I mean? Like, it does. It takes a lot of time either initially to go out and get it or to build the relationships like Steven has. You know, it still takes a lot of time to get all of that, like, in a pipeline where you can do the same thing basically every week and know that you're going to get the stuff that you need to get. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to snap your fingers and, you know, my very first day out on the streets, I hit the mother load, and it's a never ending mother load. Like, no, you know, you're going to have to be out there every day, hours and hours and talk to these people, you know, and that's just how it goes.
I think this segment should be sponsored by the storage auction people. And maybe we can get them some more views. Cause I go in there every now and then, but I've never gotten lucky and stumbled upon hats or anything cool.
Yeah.
It's usually lunch boxes.
That's really just one of those ones where you're just sitting there one night and you're zip.
Literally.
Zip.
Yeah. I'm not lying. I copy and paste my message. And it's like, you know, if it's in the morning.
Hey, oh, you're that guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, dude. I'll just go in there and I'll be like, and I'll copy and paste it. Hey, good morning. Do you by chance have any of this thing that I'm looking for? And then I'll paste it. And if they don't respond, dude, then like I'm not sitting there, hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. You know what I mean? Like, no, dude, come on, you know. But it's so, like they usually respond, hey, I don't know if I have it.
Which you're is the guy that comes in the hat shows and you got any Raiders?
Dude. All
right, you're that guy for the storage people.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any t-shirts?
I am.
Come on, Chad. I need a t-shirt.
You got any band t-shirts?
They're out here running freaking, you know, Tiffany lamps. And I'm over here like, hey, you got any sports hats?
Yeah.
Like
my show today. First question. You got a tool hat? Dude, I wish, brother.
I wish I had a tool hat. Dude. That's the thing, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like being out in the real world. Like, you know, like if that guy said, hey, you have a tool hat. And that day you do. You know what I mean? And it's like it's that possible. Day. You
I'm know, giving so, those people a hard time.
Yeah, no, definitely. But it's like, you know, you gotta ask. You know what I mean? You have to ask. You know, if you don't ask, you don't know.
Speaking of Raiders hats, I mean, are we gonna say that's a bolo?
Definitely a bolo. On you can't hold on to a Raider hat for more than 15 or 20 minutes.
If you got it, it's gonna sell.
Yeah, it's definitely a great one.
Yeah.
But my bolos for the week are probably going to be a little unpopular. I went in and pulled up some of my sales from eBay. Let me see if I can get them on the screen here. I'll kick off the bolo section. And that's the wrong one.
That's old Joe Bollywood right there.
Yeah.
Dude, you had some good ones, huh?
Oh, yeah. There it is. This isn't just in 1 week. This is a few weeks, but it's dad hats, and there are good dad hats out there. People do not believe me, I guess, and it's like a trying to sell somebody, and they just won't believe you. But here, check out like this Sugar Pine 7 hat. It's $60. It was an amazing hat. I just happened to look it up and figure out that it was a $60 hat. But if I tried to tell somebody that in my Whatnot show, they would not believe me. This pilot hat would probably not sell. And my point on bolos and bangers, especially when you're doing Whatnot, you have to find, got to go against the flow. You got to do the opposite of what other people are doing, basically. And everybody is looking for the sports hats. I will not source a sports hat on Whatnot. Hardly ever. It very rarely will I go for a sports hat. You got to find the things that people aren't looking for. Dude, I sold you a camo polo hat the other day. It went for $5, didn't it? I don't know if you got it yet.
To me?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, probably. I hope it didn't go for more than $5, dude. I need every little nickel I can get.
And so I sold this one for $35, but you can't sell a polo hat in Whatnot.
No.
For more than $5.
You can't.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And you got
to
know.
That goes back to the, going into two different directions. You could buy the polo hats on Whatnot for $5 or less and then bring them to eBay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's definitely the sourcing trick that I have on the hats is go against the grain. Do not get into the bidding wars on. There are some good ones out there, and there are a lot of people are trying to get the stuff for their Instagram page, though, more than anything on Whatnot. Everybody is looking for the banger to get clicks and views on their Instagram. And it's the stuff like dad hats, like this one in the middle here. This is a watch. It's just Jaeger LeCourt. I don't even know how to say it, but it was just a watch hat and it, $60.
Watches have and a
we don't know that
very big, that's very lucrative following.
Yeah, it's a whole different tax bracket.
I tell you what, I used to print. I used to be the printer for the Financial Times out of London, here in the States, and once a month they would run a special paper on watches. And there were more watches in that paper advertised that cost more than my damn house than I could count.
So insane.
And I'm like, who is wearing a $2 million watch?
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Probably.
Yeah. Watch guys can afford $60 dad hats.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tell Amanda all the time, I literally always say, I said, not all dad hats are the same. Like, not all. I mean, some of the most expensive hats can be dad hats or truckers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got one in my hand.
If you look up hats on eBay and then just like hats in general and then filtered by the highest sold price, I bet the highest sold price are going to be truckers. You know what I mean? Like just crazy ones that you'd be like, oh yeah, that's a cool hat. But for some reason it's a, $1,000 hat.
Mm.
So, yeah, dude, that thing's insane.
Wow. So, sticking with this week, in the theme of dad hats, I'll present you the Dad Hat Master's Hat.
Who won in 2006, Coach?
Phil Mickelson.
No idea.
I think it is Phil Mickelson.
It could be.
I think so. I had one today. I just happened to know. Somebody double-check me.
New tags. I had that whole rack behind me loaded with Masters dad hats this past Saturday. And they went are well. they almost are all gone. Yeah.
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 Yeah. They went super well. I don't even know where my phone's at. This week we had a pretty good week. We sold the Nike VR golf club iron set. The VR, I can't remember the exact model. I found it. I found it at the flea market on Sunday. I paid $30 for that. A Ping 3 wood. And
you got a whole set of irons for $30?
Well, I got the set of irons plus the I think it's like a Ping G3, something like that, I believe. And and Callaway, it's like a Gem series, I believe, a sand wedge.
Ladies.
And, yeah. And so I got all of those for $30. And the sell through, everybody that's listening is probably understands eBay, but my strategy on sell through is you always try to buy the highest sell through items for sure. But when you get a good deal on a high dollar item that doesn't have the best sell through. So I got all of those for $30. The sell through was like maybe 10 to 15%, something like that. And so what I did was they were pretty consistently selling the ones that did sell for around the $200 mark. So what I did is I just listed mine $25 less than everybody else's. You know what I mean? And if somebody would have offered me $25 less than that, I would have taken it because I was only in $30. So right. I sold it in 4 hours for $175.
So Nike set.
Yeah, for just that set. I haven't even listed the 3-wood or the sandwich yet. But
yeah. Darren also, VRs are,
go Darren ahead. Also said Darren. People are sleeping on True Religion hats. I do really well with them. And it seems like they don't bid them up on Walnut. It's totally true because I sold a True Religion hat today for $3.
Mm-hmm.
True Religion dad hat. But there are levels to the True Religion game.
Oh, yeah.
I sold a different one on the Saturday night hype show. That's what I'm going to call it now on. Saturday night show. I had one that had the leather and band on the inside and was like the distressed look. It wasn't like your basic hat. And that can be like a $50, $60, $70 hat. I think it went for $15 or $20, but I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm definitely gonna stick it out on continuing to run. I've kind of committed with Mary. We've committed to doing these shows. I'm a few dollars off is where I'm at on making it viable to be able to do. I want to bring good deals to Whatnot and be able to run those shows, run like an hour and 50 hats and get people good deals and run them really quick. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, if the math is going to quite work out.
How long? You said that you scheduled 9 shows. Are you going to give it 9 shows?
I'm going to go. It's all the way till next Friday. Next Monday, we may be out of a podcast the week after next. I don't know how my jury duty is going to go. But I scheduled it up till next Friday. The Monday after that, I have jury duty. And I don't know what's going
to
happen after that.
I don't know. I heard a rumor that you were trying to dodge jury duty. And, dude. You know, I don't know how true that was. But
Chad gave me some tips today on what I should do. But
I don't want to spread false. You know, my tip is to put that jury duty letter in the shredder and say you never got it. You know what I mean?
I already went to the website, dude. I'm scared, dude, because I think the city got mad at me because I think I told y'all, but my fire hydrant was messed up in my front yard and it's been that way for 6 months. It hasn't worked. I call the city manager on Monday and then by Friday I have a summons to jury duty. And so I think the city manager turned my name in or something like, oh, yeah, you want to complain about that? How about you take your ass down to the county seat? And
Yeah, you are, dude. For somebody that got a ticket from a red light camera, dude. That's the trial you're sitting in on, dude. 100%, dude.
Yeah.
Wait,
jury duty I sat on. It's a guy with gun charges. He had guns in the house, and
Maryland. You can't have a gun in the house, can you?
Well, no, they weren't registered. They were
already a felon. Oh,
yeah, they weren't registered, and then it ended up as a barricade situation. It was very interesting.
Listen, if you're in trouble, dude, just my advice is escalate the situation as you know.
Oh yeah, you got to get it as high.
Escalate it as much as you possibly can. You know, might work out in your favor, dude. Okay. Don't just go peaceful. All right. No, I've never been to jury duty. I've never been summoned, by my knowledge, to jury duty. Have I? No, I haven't. And
letters in the mail now.
Yeah, I'm like
letters in the mail now.
I'm like, yeah. I don't want
you. Better knock on some wood.
They don't want me.
You better find some wood around you because
they don't want me. I'll watch them. I'm like, you're guilty. I'll have an outburst, you know.
This is my first one in 45 years. I mean,
wear one of your famous hats there.
Oh, yeah, I will. Hey, Steven, how did you find out that your fire hydrant was broken?
Because they had it dug up. They tried to fix it before, and then the guy came out and he laid down the little flags like they were going to dig again. And then those flags just sat in my yard for 6 months. And I was like, are y'all actually going to dig again? What's going on? He's like, oh, yeah, we're working on that fire hydrant out there. I said, 6 months worth of work? I said, and so they finally, and then the fire hydrant just magically came in 2 days after I called them, too. And then it all got resolved.
Yeah, nothing like a concerned citizen, you know? Yes.
But that's the last time I say shit.
Hey, can I? I know this isn't on one of our bullet points, but just because I think it's hilarious, how can you two give me a good breakdown on how you deal with like annoying customers or scammers or things of that nature? Because, you know, we might know, but, you know, for the public.
Give me more of a specific situation. And
like somebody that wants to lowball you constantly, or somebody that, you know, you describe everything perfectly, all the photos are correct, and you know it gets there, and what's in the photo and what's in the description they're complaining about, and you know they want $10 off.
Happy to take your return back. We have free returns.
That's what I did. Yeah,
and
I got a guy. I'll give you an instance here. I got some pink gloves, right? Same glove. Oh, where are you at? Right there. Same glove. Right? Same glove. See the difference where it says ping?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I ordered two gloves and got that. Mm-hmm. And complained. Same glove. Same exact glove.
It's just the little Velcro.
And then it came at me wrong, too. Like, I can't believe... You can't just pull the right order, blah, 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 blah. I say, you know what? Send the shit back.
Yeah. And trust me, if somebody
do the return, I'll take it.
Yeah. If they come off with, hey, man, something's wrong with this hat, blah, 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 am I more likely to give them $5 or $10? Yeah. But you come at me with all caps and you're screaming at me about how I'm an idiot before we can even talk about this a little bit, it's just send it back. It's just send it back. I'm not. If they're gonna leave negative feedback, then I usually respond to the negative feedback with I was happy to take the item back. We give free returns, and was happy to give their money back, which I am. If I mess up, I'm happy to take it back. I'm happy to take ownership of it and give you your money back, and that. But if you come off in a nice way, I think a lot of people don't think they're talking to a human being on the other side. Talking to me.
Oh, it's the internet. They'll say whatever they want because it's, you know, it's through the internet.
Well, it's part of what this, you know, you without the live interaction of whatnot, you know, eBay doesn't have that personal touch where you see that person on the other side. So you could be a keyboard warrior or whatever, you know, you had a bad day at work. That's fine. You have your bad day. I have them too. But, you know, you don't.
I still have never yelled at anybody on the internet, but
You don't get, you know, I was told a long time ago, you can catch more flies with honey than you can vinegar.
For sure.
I've heard that same one, but it was with shit instead of vinegar or instead of, I don't know.
I think that those both suck. You're going to have to go back to the drawing board on that one, Mike.
My grandpa used to say something about flies and shit. That's all I know.
What was your other lowball offers? The way that I do lowball offers is they send me $2 for a $20 hat. I'll send them back 16. Then they send me back three, and then I just decline. And I just decline, decline, decline. And I give them my best price on the first time I shoot it back. And some people want to work up a dollar every single offer, and it's annoying. But that's what I do. I shoot back the offer that I can do on the first one, and then I just decline the rest. And
what can I ask you this too? What are you say? So basically, your average cost of goods is around three-ish bucks, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
So, and then do you take that and say, I need to make 5x this on average per hat, or is it a comp based, the lowest price you'll take? Does it make sense?
No, not really, but Mary thinks more in terms of what it's worth and how much the comp is, and I just think more in terms of turning it.
Yeah.
I just think in terms of turning it as quickly as possible. I typically price at comp or 5 to 10% above comp. And then if it's a $30 offer on a $50 hat and I don't have any fees on it, I'm probably just going to take it.
Yeah.
And I think of it more as turning it.
But you're still factoring comp in there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But so many hats.
You're not listening to $50 banger for 10 bucks.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right. No.
So he's kind of doing it. He's kind of doing it both ways.
Yeah. I sold a cashmere Ralph Lauren, like chain stitched sweater. And it's literally brand new. The comps were like $125, something like that. Somebody gave me a $90 offer and it was gone. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure. I would take it all day too.
Yeah. Of course, it's $35 less than, you know, what the others have sold for, but the cost of goods is $2. You know what I mean?
And so, you don't know if it's 6 months or a year it took them to get $125.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the only ones that I stick pretty close to the comps are the items that have, you know, 200 views. You know what I mean? You know, and it was 200 views in 2 days. You know what I mean? Like things that you know that you don't need to take a $30 cut on this because with that many people looking at it, you know it's going to go for what you're asking for. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah. So.
All right. That is almost an hour again. It flies by. Really have fun with you guys. Definitely going to do it again next week. What are we going to be on, Tuesday or Wednesday, Mike?
You guys have my schedule. Tuesday.
Tuesday. All right. Next week, same time. We'll definitely be on Tuesday. But before that, we need to figure out, when are you going to be live next, Coach?
Not this Saturday. Taking my parents out.
You got a week off.
Favorite sushi place before they move away.
Yeah.
So the 19th. 19th. The 19th. 7 o'clock.
On Saturdays, right?
Yep. Saturday the 19th, 7 p.m.
And Mike, you're going to be live in a couple hours, right?
In like 1 hour. 1 hour. Besides that show, the 21st. Please, the April the 21st, anybody listening if you like high quality vintage tees, jackets, NASCAR, like really good hats, it's my 1 year anniversary show. Like I said last week, it's literally the only show that I've actually I've worked really hard on trying to get a lot of like really high quality stuff for that show. And next week, I'm just going to run like some random stuff, but also in the process show off, you know, a lot of the items that I'll have while I sell other things.
Right. So. All right. I'm going to be live again tomorrow at 12:30 Central, Lunch Hats.
lunch hats, baby.
I launched lunch hats. We'll see. I don't know how much longer I can sell Travis Matthews for $3. I know I'm not going to get 15, but I might have to have a few more dollars. We'll see.
We need the hat cafe, dude. We need the hat because it's lunch hats. We need the hat cafe, dude.
The hat cap. You think I need to rebrand it? Is that
dude? You need a freaking rebrand on the weekday hat cafe. Right. Come in on your lunch break, eat your chicken sandwich, and come get some heat, dude.
Brandon, welcome to the chat. Right on time. Thank you. We do appreciate everybody that has. Definitely Darren and David. We're here in the chat. Hopefully, you guys. If you're watching this back later, we had so many people.
Thank you, Travis. Appreciate
quite a few views. Thank you so much. Try to catch us live next time. Let us know in the chat and also in the comments. What would you like to see on the next episode? What would you like to dig into a little bit more? Just kind of what you thought about the pod. Where's your favorite place to source? What was your best sale of the week? Let us know those things. And we'll definitely be talking more Whatnot and eBay next week on the podcast. Until then, we'll see you guys.
Take care.
See ya.